I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lot to talk about politically here this summer. And thank goodness there's all this stuff going on in the first district from a journalistic perspective, because we wouldn't have a ton of other stuff to talk about. Obviously, John Larson in the first district has already been primaried by a couple of people, including two-time Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin. Also, some interesting stuff on the Republican side in the upcoming gubernatorial race with Ryan Fazio officially in. We all assume Aaron Stewart, mayor of New Britain, is in, and so could be some interesting an interesting race going on for the Republican nomination for governor. We like to catch up from time to time with our good friend Dennis House from WTNH. Joins us now, Brian and Company. Dennis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Great to hear your voice. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. How's your summer?
My summer is going really well. Thank you for asking. How about you?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I mean, listen, I saw some artwork of yours that was up for sale. I think you have your first kid going to college. I mean, a lot going on in your house.
Lots going on. Yeah, my daughter's going to college. Hard to believe. You know what it's like. I mean, Brian, all of a sudden they're 2 years old and then they're 18 and they're going off to school. So we're really excited about that. And so we're getting prepared for that. My daughter and Kara are ordering all the stuff and she's coordinating with her roommate. So, yeah, so it's I'll be there to lift and to put stuff together and things like that.
Lift and place. Obviously,
you mentioned the art briefly. I'll just talk about that. So, years ago we got involved in the Newport Art Museum, a thing called Wet Paint, which we really should do here in Connecticut, Brian. It's a great idea. Get all these people to like volunteer their art services. And I'm not even that good, but I did paint something. So once a year I do it. And this year I had a personal sale for $650, which is crazy.
Wow.
It goes to the museum. Yeah. So that was kind of exciting. Anyway.
Well, we should try to do that. I mean, I can't even do stick figures, so I'm not sure I would be a candidate for it, but that is such an interesting idea for a fun, like, cocktail party with all
totally.
The artwork around and a silent auction.
Cool. Yeah, and I think somebody would buy a Brian Shachman work of art. You'd be surprised.
Believe me, it's such a piece of crap, I'm sure. But anyway, we can talk off air about that. I actually really like that idea.
Yeah.
And, there's so many sort of standard galas. This would be a nice little wrinkle that
sure.
I think people would get excited for. Obviously, your Sunday show, you're going through the first district. I think Ruth Fortune is this Sunday. We had her on last week. What were your thoughts? And she's, of course, running for the Democratic nomination along with Luke Bronin. We also have the gentleman from Southington, and there could be more. There could be someone in your backyard jumping in as well. What were your takeaways? And I don't want you to give away too much about Sunday, but, you know, what were your thoughts?
Well, it's interesting because, as you mentioned at the start of this conversation, Brian, we weren't really expecting much this summer, you know, to be kind of a slow political summer. And then John Larson was challenged. Ruth Fortune, I believe, was the first to get in, and then the gentleman from Southington,
yep.
and now we have Luke
Jack
Bronin
Perry,
coming in. And we all expected Luke Bronin to want to run for governor, right? He's made that clear over the years. And so this was kind of a surprise, and he met with John Larson, and you and I have both spoken to Larson about this. And he was a little surprised. He thought that Bronin was actually joking when he said, "I'm going to challenge you." So we had Larson on 2 weeks ago. We had Bronin on a week ago. We have Ruth Fortune on this week. And, you know, there are some, in the Bronin camp who believe that Larson is weak this year. He's 77 years old, still younger than Rosa DeLauro, who was the dean of the Connecticut delegation. She's going to be 83 in the spring. So, so there could be a few more as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she obviously she's an immigrant, and she's very, I mean, she's mentioned it many times. I think that's the lane she's trying to carve Ruth
mm-hmm.
Fortune's,
yes.
As she serves on the school board in Hartford. You know, I'm curious. I think that Larson's interesting because I think as a straight on paper candidate, like in terms of issues and accomplishments, I think an age, he is vulnerable because his signature issue, there's been no movement on for years, and then they can argue you bring money into the district. But I would argue, who doesn't bring money into their district? There's so much bleeping money that if you don't, then I mean, you're totally incompetent. But having said that, the Democratic machine is his machine, and so he knows there's so many people who've been around decades who support him. It's an interesting dynamic. I mean, to the point that you can give an opinion if you want to. I mean, do you think that Bronin can win?
Well, you know, I do think that the congressman is a little vulnerable. I hate to go out and predict whether someone can beat someone else, but, you know, Bronin has access to fundraising. You know, I mean, there are a lot of positives to his candidacy, but there are a few negatives, too. And, you know, one of them, and he and I discussed this on the air, is that I live in Hartford, he lives in Hartford, and people outside of Hartford don't view it as a positive place. And that may be incorrect, and that may be unfortunate, but, you know, people three towns away aren't going to be saying, please do for me what you did for Hartford, because people don't see it as this successful place, unfortunately. And so that's a negative that he's going to have to kind of deal with. And there's also, you know, there are some Larson supporters who say, well, he still wants to be governor. He would only do this for a term or two if he were to win. So so it remains to be seen how people will view it.
Yeah. We're talking with, of course, Dennis House from WTNH. You can watch it. What time is it on Sunday?
Sunday's at 10 a.m. right after this week on ABC with George Stephanopoulos. Or, well, it's usually someone else these days. It's always somebody.
In the summer.
Jonathan Carl, you know.
You know, you're talking with Ruth Fortune this week, who is running for the first district Democratic nomination as well. You know, I want to pivot to the – listen, I mean, we mostly assume that Ned Lamont's going to run for a third term. And not only is he a two-term incumbent, he's a two-term incumbent whose favorable ratings are some of the best in the country, and he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars and will spend as much as he has to win. So it's going to be a tall order, whether it's Josh Elliott, who the state rep, who's trying to challenge him in the primary, or on the Republican side, who are in an extreme minority. But having said that, we have two Republicans here. They're not the only ones running, but and Aaron Stewart of New Britain and State Senator Ryan Fazio down in Greenwich, who are young, very talented, and now gaining some valuable experience. I'm curious about your thoughts on them and why they're doing it and their chances.
So like you, I've interviewed all of them, and there are two declared candidates on the Republican side. There's Ryan Fazio, who just jumped in, who had an exploratory campaign for, 24 hours maybe, and then he made it a real one. And so he's a young up-and-comer. His big signature issue is lowering electric rates. And then there's also the first select woman of Westport, Jen Tucker,
candidate. Yeah.
You don't hear much about her, but she's been out there and she's been going to some events and, you know, things like that. And then we have, you know, of course, Aaron Stewart, who has run for lieutenant governor before, briefly ran for governor, and now she appears poised to be jumping into the race probably this fall. So you've got some new voices out there, but it is tough to run against a sitting governor. Most people will tell you that, Lamont on the Democratic side is unbeatable. Josh Elliott's going to certainly primary him, but I don't think you'll see any other Democrats jumping into the race. And, you know, Josh Elliott's already saying that he would want to introduce tolls, which, you know, is very toxic to a lot of people. So, you know, the governor can self-fund. He's not worried about that. He's in no rush to jump into the race, although he probably will this fall. And, you know, can a Republican beat him? Hard to say. You'd really, those three Republicans we talked about would really have to go out there and convince, you know, voters that Connecticut's going in the wrong direction. And a lot can happen in 6 months, too. You just don't know what's going to happen.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With the economy.
Well, I just really quickly, we only have about a minute left. I mean, listen, Aaron Stewart says she's placed to win. But having said that, I mean, I think if Fazio and Stewart, it's about the next one, right? I mean, because they're still in their 30s and they're still being, heck, they'll be young politically in 10 years. So I'm just curious about, you know, if one of them wins the nomination and one of them runs valiantly, and I'm not saying they will lose, but say they do lose, what do they do for 4 years to stay relevant? You know, because she's leaving office, and I think he has to give up a seat if he runs and gets the nomination. What do they do?
Yeah, that's really difficult. And I think that was Luke Bronin's dilemma, too. If he weren't to run this year, you know, what would he be like 4 years from now when the next governor's race is open, right? He'd be a former mayor who's 4 years out. And so a lot of people say that, you know, this is why he's running, because he's got to keep his name out there in the event that, you know, the governor doesn't run in 2030, which, you know, who can predict? But that seems, you know, highly unlikely. Yeah. As for these Republicans, too, if you look back historically, you know, when parties in our state have turned to the person who's lost before, it doesn't end well. You know, Bill Curry lost twice. Tom Foley lost twice. Bob Stefanowski lost twice. So just because you lose once doesn't necessarily set you up for the next run, you know.
Hmm. That's a good point. Dennis, yeah. We got to run. Great to catch up. Hopefully we'll catch up in person. We'll suss out the details on a little art benefit. I like it.
Yeah, I would love that, man. All right. We'll talk soon.
You're not busy enough. Of course, Dennis House. Okay, WTNH is the evening anchor there. And, of course, he's got a Sunday show on WTNH. We'll have a talk with Ruth Fortune, the school board member in Hartford, who's running for the Democratic nomination in the 1st District against John Larson.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.